Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Please, let's do honor your pastor. Honor your pastor. 1 Timothy 5:17. Please, let's read a scripture. He said what? One, go. Let's go. Let the elders that rule well be what? Counted worthy of what? Double honor. Especially they that what? Labor in the word and doctrine. Basically, a pastor is a gift to the flock and stands in the place of God. God says that against what the world is saying, honor the pastor. You forget about double honor and all of that. The base is the fact that if someone has been given, because you see, the Lord said, I will choose shepherds for you. It is the choice of God to give you a pastor. And one of the things that will make you to receive the blessings of God in that relationship is honor. Honor is the bridge that transmits virtue from one vessel to another without contaminating it. You can receive transmission of virtue in a dirty channel. Honor is that clean channel. Makes anointing to flow. Makes covering to work. Makes prayer to work. That's why he said the prayer will be hindered even when it comes to husband and wife. It's a channel. Elisha is honoring Elijah. Double portion hit. Bam. If God had not called me to pastor this church, I'm sure I would be somewhere doing whatever, you know, I have to do. But I am here because God called me. Praise the Lord. And that is why he has also given me his grace to be able to do what I'm doing. So the least you will do to be blessed with this relationship is to honor or place value on this relationship that we have. Does that mean that I have the right to abuse you? No. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. There are ethics in this work. I have to be ethical. I should not target your breast. I shouldn't target your pocket. Yes, I should not target your pants. There are things that will make me dishonorable, unethical as a pastor. I shouldn't go in there, affect your salvation and cut you off from the relationship with Christ. There are principles and ethics to this thing. So, we the pastors that will have to be honored, we need to make sure that we are unblemished. But your responsibility as a flock is that honor the pastor. Praise the Lord. Honor the pastor. Then honor the Lord. Last one. Honor the Lord. Proverbs 3:9. Honor the Lord. That comes to number 7, right? Honor the Lord. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase. Please, your life has no value if you have no honor for God as a child of God. You see, you have opportunity to do plenty things on the spectrum of your decision making. But if God is not the driving force of the decisions you make, there's nothing to your life. No value to your life. Your value is in your honor for God. Jesus said, because I am here to honor you, I can't do what I want. What I see my Father do is what I do. What I hear him say is what I say. Praise the Lord. That is what has given Jesus a name above every name, having the honor for the Father. Honor the Lord. If you are a Christian, you're blessed. Don't let anybody compare you to an unbeliever. These are two different worlds, two different kingdoms. In the kingdom of God, you honor God and he shall bless. You honor God and he shall give you long life. You honor God and God will honor you. The unbeliever can choose to do whatever they want to do. It's a different kingdom. But in our kingdom, you don't have substance until your substance can honor God. Where your heart is, there your substance. That means that we, in honoring God, of all that we can say, you cannot take away your substance from honoring the Lord. You can't say I'm honoring the Lord and minus my substance. Because all of you, all you have belongs to God. And you return it to him knowing that he is the source of your life. And I give you my heart and I give you anything that is dear to my heart, including my substance. That's why they used to honor the Lord by dedicating their firstborn children to the Lord. So dear to them. And you find out that the way you were very sensitive about your firstborn child. Some of you ran to the hospital just because your child was just developing temperature. The firstborn. You went to the hospital, they said there's nothing wrong. You said, no, there's something wrong. But this third born, when this third born has temperature, my first child in India, 1, 2. Now, it's just teething. In Tinyanko Ponsi, first born, praise the Lord. That's why I say, honor him with what? Your first fruit. But respect God. Honor him. He says, when you honor the Lord, especially with your first fruit. That's why in this church, every year, January, we give our first salary to God. Not just tithe, we give it to God. First fruit, God, take. And he said, when you do that, he will cause you to increase. Verse 10. He said, then shall thy barns be filled with plenty. Praise the Lord. Every year we are going higher. Because we too, we have cut a covenant with God that every January we are giving you our first fruit. As a sign of our honor. I plan for it. I do it. And this year, I will do it again. People can preach about it too. In fact, I can carry everything I have and give to God. It's not a mistake. So giving my first salary to God, I've not made a mistake. I didn't give it to man. I gave it to God because I deem myself generous enough towards God for the life he has given me. The grace he has given me. I'm operating in his all-sufficiencyness. He's making me to abound in all things, in every good work. He's the reason why I am here. So I give it to him, and I'm glad to do that. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody, another Lord, another Lord. That's the finality of the whole matter. Bible says that this is the finality of the whole matter. That a man fears God, honors the Lord, obeys him. It's not about I recognize my source. That God is my word source. You just check the background of your parent. There's a sister here. I was just telling one of the pastors that, sister, we nah, sorry, Bano. And you're consistent in my mikra. I said, daddy, that sister no crazy. You say, I didn't know he's crazy. You say, she doesn't joke with her tight. She doesn't joke with her first food. She doesn't joke. That's, you may not physically see her, but she knows that God is her source. Who can it take her or connect her with God? She said, some people, that's why when we go to heaven, we'll be surprised. Some people, the kind of honor they have for God. They show it, they show the working. And others to appear for it. We need to be able to do both appear for it and demonstrate our love. Praise the Lord. I was talking to one of our people here and saying that this year, the more I want to do more for God, receive more from God. But one of my real priorities is how I can improve on my honoring for my spouse. Improve. Tell somebody improve. Improve. Because when all is said and done, you have to be like, you have to be a proper human being. Just improve. Improve in your humanness towards humanity, towards people. Like sometimes you are too harsh. Tesokakra. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's give Jesus a big clap offering. Hallelujah.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.